For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Celeste Simmons. Many young adults who are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints take time away from their normal, everyday lives to serve as missionaries. The usual time spent serving a mission ranges from 18 months to 2 years. While on a mission, missionaries don't have jobs or go to school. All their time is devoted to sharing a message about Jesus Christ to an assigned area of the world. A recent study done at Brigham Young University by librarian Maggie Marchant and Professor Dr. Jocelyn Weichel examined how missionary service helped young women in regards to their education, professional career, and personal growth. Marchant and Weichel looked at women with lower test scores. From this data, they compared the women who went on a mission versus those who did not, and found that those who did serve a mission were more likely to come home and be in limited enrollment programs, which require another application and are more competitive. Marchant found this to be the most interesting find in their study.
So we're seeing that there's something about the mission experience that is making these women more competitive in these situations.
When BYU Idaho student Sophia Hancock returned from her mission, she had a newfound confidence and decided to change her major from psychology to biology and natural sciences.
I just received promptings on my mission. Like, I've always wanted to do something with biology and with animals and stuff, but I think on my mission, I kind of became more confident in myself and my abilities, and it just felt right.
Along with benefits, the study also looked into drawbacks of missionary time, which included financial costs and a decrease in the chances of graduating college. The study found, however, that although there is a risk of not returning to college after a gap time experience, 96% of women who took time away to serve a mission returned to college. Macy Holmgren from BYU never felt a lack of motivation in getting her degree upon returning to school after her mission.
I've always wanted my degree. My mom never got her degree. But she served a mission, and I think that did have an influence on it. But my parents really pushed me to get my degree, and I've never had any doubts about that before.
Marchant said that a mission experience has the potential to benefit someone for the rest of their lives. They will gain strengths and face unique struggles. She believes that family, friends, and leaders should offer support as young women embark on and return from a life-changing experience. You can read more about the study at byu.edu. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Celeste Simmons.